Can you give me the elevator pitch of what this grant is going to allow you to do at the Garfield County Libraries?
Sure. So winning this grant allowed us the sharing rights to several documentaries on climate change. We are also going to be supported in providing some specific events around climate change that are really targeted for this area's specific concerns.
So Garfield County Libraries were selected as one of 25 across the nation to get this grant. Why libraries?
The grant itself was funded by a couple who have really felt climate change needs to be discussed in a more open and welcoming environment. And they saw public libraries as being one of those last places that, you know, people feel comfortable sharing their opinions without being scolded or, you know, a fight ensuing. It's one of the last places that people feel they still have to behave. That's why they created this fund just for the American Library Association.
And climate change is such a huge topic. How did you narrow down which climate change topics to pursue with your programming?
So unfortunately, while I was filling out the grant application, we were experiencing the Glenwood Canyon fire as well as the Pine Gulch fire. So obviously, as it has been in previous years, wildfires are a huge concern in this area. So we will be providing events around fire safety. We'll be working with the local emergency agency to help people be prepared during fire season if they have to evacuate, and just to go over some basic fire safety skills. The wildfires, you know, really reflects what climate change is doing to our community.
I saw, too, a piece about energy that you'll be working with local and regional organizations and companies, Clear, Core, Xcel Energy, Holy Cross Energy, and Black Hills Energy. So has the library had the chance to work with these types of organizations and companies before, or will this be sort of a first partnership with a lot of those?
We have worked closely with Clear in the past. They were really integral when we were designing our new library building so that we were energy efficient. So we have a great relationship with them already. The other organizations, this will be our first real foray into coming together with a unique program that is going to be allowing those energy providers to talk about the measures they're taking to reduce their impact on climate change. And then also different programs and do-it-yourself things that residents and businesses can do to lower their energy bills and help their impact on climate change as well.
Are there any other topics you intend to target with your programming that you'd like to bring up?
Sure. We are actually in the midst of planning a book discussion in partnership with the Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers. The name of the book is The Reindeer Chronicles. And it's kind of a introduction to the kind of work that will be happening in Glenwood Canyon. Also, we're going to be working with Literacy Outreach, running some of their English as a Second Language immersion classes. And one of those will be on fire safety, and the other one will be on vermiculture.
Well, thank you so much for all of this information, and congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you so much.